This is KLLGLP and 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, trained singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! Whoa, whoa. Chugging, you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee!
What a ride! Clickety clackety, clickety clackety.
Oh wow! Look at the engine, that's on 45. Fired up and ready, it seems to come alive. Oh, listen to the wailing whistle. Woo-hoo! Around the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride! I better control myself. It's awful early in the game, Greg. Okay, deep breath. Everyone, deep breath. Oh, yes. Whoopee. Hey, you know, we are way past the tipping point, and we're definitely careening down the other side with a whole new thing, and I just don't know what it's going to be. It could be just oblivion. You know, oblivion. Oblivion. No. So many questions come from answers that we hear today. Seeking a warm and peaceful place to stay. Is there a new life waiting, shining when we pass away? Or oblivion? Father, mother, why do we have to go this way? Is love the only word we have to say? Is living the price we have to pay for oblivion? There have been many who feel that they have heard the call. There is much sorrow since the chosen one was made to fall. Did he die to save his people, one and all, from oblivion? Father, mother, why do we have to go this way? Is love the only word we have to say? Is living the price we have to pay for oblivion? the state of being unaware or unconscious of what is happening, the state of being forgotten, extinguished, extinction, actually. And that's kind of terrifying. Old and forgotten? I don't know. That seems to be what's happening to a lot of us right now in isolation. And a lot of it has to do with our aging. Aging! A declaration. It happens so slowly that you can keep up with it at first with successive minor adjustments of attitude. But over the long run, the change is so radical that one day you see it and you're shocked, for you know you can no longer deny it. To have the remembrance of what we were and have to see what we've become, that's cruel. If you were put to thinking up a refined torture for a mentality such as ours, carnate like us, you would think up exactly what happens to us. The hard part is that mentality doesn't want to adjust as body begins to run down. Mentality wants to be like it was in late adolescence, when fresh brain-body made world feel fresh, and that's how it wants to be forever, which would be great, but comes aging into adulthood, old age, death. Aging is even worse than death. It takes longer. Pretty it how you will, it remains our hardest lesson. Many of you must realize that's my favorite poet right now, or one of them, Albert Sijo. Yes, on aging, a declaration. Oh my, extinction, forgotten. Oh, not that. But speaking of forgotten and extinction, KLLG is having a mini special fundraiser live broadcast. Woo! This Saturday from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 p.m. Come on. Train and I will be on from 4 to 5, beginning, you know, begging, actually. Wimping and singing and doing tricks. For your support. Now, if you want more information about this, www.klg.org. That's this Saturday. So it's a call-in fundraiser. Come on, call the station. 459-KLLG. 459-KLLG. 427. And then later Saturday night, catch train me and Greg, me, the me J, on the Bipolar Express at 10 p.m. Oh boy, Saturday, I can hardly wait. Oh, wait. You know, I was asked recently to describe the Bipolar Express. And my first response was, the BPE, me, Jay, that's not DJ, Greg Schindel, a.k.a. Train Singer, losing and finding his mind with train songs, original Schindel tunes, poetry, bad jokes, stories, special guests, real and imaginary, and off-the-wall opinions, of course. What expect from us? Ooh, PPE, KLLG, LP, 97.9 FM. Boy, oh boy, the more I hang out by myself, the weirder I get. Can you get any weirder than this, Greg? Oh, you asked for it. Hey, you know, this is just the kind of show you need to change your mood to good and generally throw you off whatever you've been thinking or doing. It's kind of like being on drugs. Just kidding, of course. I'm always just kidding, except when I'm not, and you can't tell. Okay, last week I spoke of the passing of a dear friend. This man was kind and gentle and empathetic, empathic, spiritually strong, generous. I could go on and on and on, and so young. And I'm sure those who knew him would do the same. And even though we, as they say, give our alleluias at the gravesite, the loss is overwhelming for some time until time itself becomes the healer. I got the word you got away. Could hardly speak, what could I say? My letters went with no reply. No final kiss, no last goodbye. We come and go just like the grass. Spring and summer, fall will pass. Winter's end will bring the new. Fields of flowers, skies blue. Wring your hands, start to cry. All living things have to die. But broken hearts on the mend. All living things alive again. Loved ones go when they depart, just as if they've gone away. I'll see you later one fine day. So clap your hand, don't you cry. We want to live and that's no lie. Oh, broken hearts on the mend. All living things in love again. Oh, clap your hand, don't you cry. We wanna live and that's no lie. Oh, broken hearts on the mend. All living things in love again. Oh, broken hearts on the mend. All living things in love again. Oh, yes, the promise. The promise of all together again in love. And what a comforting thought that is. Why not? Why not entertain thoughts like that? I want those feelings to stay alive. All those feelings we keep so deep inside. Even though your memory, things aren't what they used to be. But you come to me and those feelings, hey, live on. I don't want those feelings to fade away, no, no. Feeling to stay alive.
I can drop you a line, let you know I'm doing fine. You are a friend of mine, and those feelings all live no. I want those feelings to stay alive. Those feelings we keep so deep inside. My mind, when you come to me, I love to have your company. All together, who can tell? We'll live forever in my wishing well, where feelings live for. And I don't want those feelings to fade away. No. All the feelings, huh? To stay, yeah.
That was very, very interesting, playing that song with a harmonica that wasn't exactly the right key. But did anybody really notice that sort of thing? I did. Feel so lonesome both night and day. Nobody ever seemed to come your way. You get no love no matter what you say. Love, come my way again. Come my way again. Again, come my way again, come my way again. Why do you believe that this love you'll find is gonna carry you away? Gonna carry you away. Gonna carry you away. Love. Come my way again. Come my way again. Come my way again. And then the magic. It's like a long lost friend. Whoa. Here she goes again. Here she goes again. Here she goes again. Come my way again. You come my way again. Come my way again. Come my way again. Come my way again. Ooh, yes, yes. The magic of love. Who can tell? Now, I believe that this is the correct one. Oh, yes. Now, yes, the magic. And may the magic of love and peace be with you always on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9. FM. Many times I find myself traveling down the road. I don't know which way to turn. Just keep moving and find the way to go, like a bird flies all the way home. One day I was sitting with some good time friends, and a woman gave something to me. Some words on paper didn't mean much, Mickey Dan, but they come back to me time and again, and they read, "If you follow your love, you'll get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. If you follow your love, you'll get where you're going. Get where you're going every time." You know, the little things in life, they count. Mean so much sometimes. How you never know when it comes to mind. The touch of a hand, a poem that rhymes, or a smile on a face that shines. If you follow your love, you get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. Ooh. Follow your love, you'll get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. You follow your love, get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. That's a true story, and you know, sure has worked out okay. Hey, here's another song, and this is by Let's Keep the Healing, Gregory. You need a lot of it, I can feel it. So, Leonard Cohen. Oh, gather up the brokenness, bring it to me now. The fragrance of those promises you never dared to vow. Oh, the splinters that you carry, the cross you've left behind. Come, healing of the body, come, healing of the mind. Oh, let the heavens hear it, that penitential hymn. Come, healing of the spirit, come, healing of the limb. Behold the gates of mercy in arbitrary space. None of us deserving the cruelty or the grace. Oh, solitude of longing, where love has been confined. Come, healing of the body, come, healing of the mind. Oh, see the darkness healing that tore the light apart. Come, healing of the reason, come, healing of the heart. Oh, troubled dust concealing an undivided love. Oh, the heart beneath is teaching to the broken heart above. Oh, let the heavens falter, let the earth proclaim. Come, healing of the altar, come, healing of the name. Oh, longing of the branches to lift the little bud, the longing of the arteries to purify the blood. Ah, let the heavens hear it, the penitential hymn. Come, healing of the spirit, come, healing of the limb. Oh, let the heavens hear it, that penitential hymn. Come, healing of the spirit, come, healing of the limb. Ah, healing. Healing is what I think I need a little bit of. But then again, I'm feeling pretty good right now. How about you out there, folks? Folks, are you listening? You are? Oh, I love you for that. I do. Of course, that song does belong to Leonard Cohen. Come healing. Ah, peace, love, good health to you out there. Love your sister and love your brother. Love your father and love your mother. Whoa, and be rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. And though you're broken, stay open to love. I'll be always hoping. Life's not always free and easy. We all know that's true. Ice and snow, sleet and rain. Love will see you through. Though you're broken, stay open to love. I'll be always hoping, hoping and rolling with the flow and growing in your heart. Life's not always free and easy. Well, we all know that's true. Ice and snow and sleet and rain. Love will see you through. Love your sister. Love your brother. Love your father. Love your mother. Be rolling, flowing. Rolling with the flowing, growing. Rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. First there was the word was love, but before the word, how did we say it? First there was the word was love, but before the word, how did we say it? The beating of the heart, beating of the heart, beating of the heart. Heart song. How the beating of the heart, beating of the heart, beating of the heart. Heart song. breathing? Are you breathing out there? You better be breathing. Oh, yes. Keep breathing by all means, you know. 100% of the people who die are not breathing. So keep breathing. And if... Oh, yes. And I know, keep your mask on whenever necessary, but find some fresh air somewhere. Go to the beach, take a walk, and breathe deeply. Deep. We put love in that too, yeah. Deep. Love. Oh boy, that's about as low, you know who this is? Yeah, you bet. This is your old friend Hank over. Yeah, I just looking over Greg and Train's shoulder, just want to say I'm going to be listening on Friday, by the way. I love this show, and tune in on Saturday. That's the real day we're talking about, 4 to 7. We got a fundraiser down here at KLLG.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm glad to see you came in here, Hank. I didn't even see you.
That's right. You know, us old folks got to be light on our feet. But anyway, Greg, I'm gonna sit down here, and I'll be quiet from now on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Hank. And believe me, come on, tune in to us on Saturday. Have some fun. I'm going to freeform it, you know. Not that I am right now, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen when I'm here. And I'm not scheduled, and I am scheduled, but I'm not. Okay. Gregory, take another deep breath. Welcome to the Bipolar Express. Hey, now you guessed it. It's my time. It's my own summertime song. You know, I get to sing it until Mabon on the wheel of the year. Not bring summer to an end, September 21, 24. Hey, believe me, it's coming on our way here. Ushering in the autumn. Oh, boy. But not yet. Folks, you should know this song by now. You know I'm going to be playing it all summer. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Woo! Ha! Straw hat. White pants. Running barefoot in the sand. Yeah, I wish I were. Watermelon by the slice. Warm seawater, soaked up pop is nice. That's right, it's summertime. Summertime, soon be gone, come on. Summertime, you know, won't be long. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey, let's sing a brand new song. Just do it, try it. La 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 la. Keeps it new. Woo! Hey, look out! Woo! Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get up in the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Woo! Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get up with the seat of your pants and dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Boo! Ice wine. Cold beer. Guitar music in the air. Woo! Barbecue. In the sand. Come on, dance, dance, dance. Strike up the band. Whoa, summertime. Summertime, soon be gone, come on. Summertime, come on along now. Whoa, summertime, sing a song, come on. It'll be brand new, right off the top of your head. Here we go. Ba-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. La-da-da-ba-ba-bee-ba. R-da-gee-da-boo-ba-dee-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-ka-boo-
Whoa, summertime, summertime, ha, whoa. Summertime is here, kick off your shoe, get off of the seat of your pants, dan, dan, dan. Summertime romance. Here, kick off your shoe, get off the seat of your pants, dan, dan, dan. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Oh boy, yeah, I'll tell you. I love that song, and I'm gonna play it.
I have to say, Greg.
What's that train? Well, it's really hard, you know, to get into your fun summertime song with all this COVID restrictions we have. I mean, dancing and singing and playing and drinking. Yeah, train. You know, I hear what you're saying. It's a fun song, and I, if I don't play it, I'll forget it, and then I have nothing. Yeah, hey, even if we have to fantasize a bit, come on. Fantasy land is definitely preferable to what's going on right now, wouldn't you say? And you know, Greg, I mean, Train, are you talking to me or are you talking to... Marima, we know Gregory has been in fantasy land for a long time. I know it's a good thing you're here, Train, to keep me sane. But I would like to be dancing in fantasy land, doing everything I can, and feeling everything is right. And everyone I love is here tonight, dancing in fantasy land. Woo! Dancing in fantasy land. Yeah. And here we are in fantasy land, folks. How does it feel? You know, talk about fantasy land, you know. Hey, how about a little more Sideshow, you know? We all sure do like his point of view. Let's find that one. There it is. This is one of my favorite ones, and some of you out there have asked that I do this again. So here we are in quarantine in the land of pain-free analgesia. It was almost time for lunch. Pain is human. Okay. I propose a crash program to relieve human society from all pain by the year, how about 2021? I mean fast relief from pain of every kind, both mind and body. Even basic, uneasy, ontological pain of upholding improbable state called life. Total relief. So there's not a twinge of pain in any human worldwide. I'm talking about massive research into finer and finer pain-killing substances till we have one that will give instant, permanent relief from all pain in human life. Yeah. Let's take the bucks from high-energy physics and cancer and cardiovascular research. All the bucks we cough up to support myth of contending nation states, high-tech aerospace projects, etc. All the earth-destroying projects that got us knee-deep in excrement, earth-wide, and turned world into a combo plate of Big Mac, Coke, fries with a side of sukiyaki plus two scoops rice. Hey, let's take these bucks to fund the most awesome crash program the world has ever seen. Let's get down to basics. Let's forget those endless bullcrappy projects we've been frittering our time and money away on, and address problem numero uno in human life. Pain. The total elimination of pain by the end of the century. Whoa, how about the end of this decade? Let's make neuroendocrinology the new glamour science, along with the lines of those, these are the guys who are going to give us fast relief from pain for life. Headache, toothache, pain in the neck, stubbed toe pain, of mild or severe trauma, hurtful psychic states, lower back pain, etc. All things of the past. Hey, I got cancer. Don't hurt a bit. I'm not even worried about it. Heart attack? No problem. I just felt a little
bump. I feel just fine now. AIDS, just another way to go. No pain. I just lost my job. And my wife left me. But that's life and it don't hurt. And I'm very optimistic something else equally painless is right around the corner. Life is pain-free, Lark. No matter what happens, you may be sure of one thing. It won't hurt. We can relax. Oh, relax. Relax deep. Oh, gosh. Why, it's a miracle. I am absolutely pain-free through every fiber of my being. I may be dying, but I feel great. Hey, these neuroendocrinology guys are saints. Give them all the money they want. Hey, and throw in some Nobel Prizes for sure. Hey, how do you feel out there, folks? Pain-free right now? Ah, I'm not feeling any pain right in here, are you, Gregory? Hey, who was that? You know who that was. Okay. Hey, are you having a good time out there? Well, I don't know. Getting kind of weird. It gets silly. Hey, I'll tell you what. It's all great, Albert Saigo, but I want you to bring that on right now. I can't wait till next year. Give me the pain-free on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits. Whee! You know, bad jokes and silly tunes can help one forget a bit of their pain. So, why not a silly tune from the 60s? You know, this is the Chad Mitchell song, you know. There once was a lawyer, they called Mr. Clay. He had but two clients, but they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation, he grew so afraid, he courted and married a wealthy old maid. At the wedding, the lawyer made one big mistake. 'Twas not in omitting the wine or the cake. The ring was well chosen, they had a big feed, but the lawyer did not get a warranty deed. He's very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man, oh yes. Very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. At night in their chamber, the lady arose and began to prepare to retire and repose. Her husband sat near her, admiring her charms. Gave him such pleasure to hold in his arms. She went to the washstand to bathe her fair face, and thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. Oh, the rose on her cheek quickly grew very faint. He saw on the towel 'twas nothing but paint. Thank you. Very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. Whoa, yes, they very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. She went to the mirror to take down her hair, and when she had done so, her scalp was all bare. She said, "Don't be frightened to see my bald head. Well, I'll put on my cap when I get into bed." Ooh. So she hung her false hair on the wall on a peg. Then she proceeded to take off her leg. Her trembling husband got quite a surprise when she asked him to come and pop out her glass eye. Oh, wow! And then as she slipped off her blouse, he gave her a glance and noticed her melon-like saline implants. Oh, and if that wasn't enough to give him more grief, she opened her mouth and took out her false teeth. Whoa. Now all
all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes and a little bit later got quite a surprise. Yes, he's a very unfortunate man. Whoa, but isn't it very unfortunate? Very unfortunate man. Oh, yes. It was very unfortunate that you had to sing that song right there, Gregory.
Well, you know, I got a bunch of these funny ones, but I'm looking at my clock and I got about 7 minutes left, you know, and they're funny little songs. And what the heck? Would you like a funny little song or a train song? No. Funny little song and some jokes. How about some of those bad jokes? Well, I sure got them. One of my favorites, you know. Why? Well, God, I can't believe it.
Why did the turkey cross the street? Well, to prove he wasn't a chicken. Oh, my God, Deeply. What's the fastest liquid?
The fastest liquid?
Yeah, milk. It's past your eyes before you can see it.
You know, I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
Jeez!
I'm telling you, you've heard these before. I'm wondering why, but this is what I used to do on the train. No wonder I'm not there anymore. Two clowns are eating a cannibal, and one turns to the other and says,
"Hey, I think we got this joke wrong."
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo. I had to put my foot down.
Okay. I mean, hey, my friend says to me, "What rhymes with orange?" And I said,
"No, it doesn't." And God said to John, "Come forth, and you shall be granted eternal life." But John came fifth. He won a toaster.
Whee! I think this might be more useful, I'd say.
Hey. So what if I don't know what Armageddon means? It's not like it's the end of the world.
Hey, a blind man walks into a bar, and then to a table, oh, and then to a chair. Hey, wow. Okay.
All right. Jeez. Are you feeling better?
No, I'm sorry. That's it.
You know, I'm silly.
That's not silly enough. Go on with those bad jokes. I'm starting to hurt again. But
hey, train, you can tell. I'm getting weary pulling material out of my aspiring mind. I mean, the ride around Little Lake Valley and back to Granger. Hey, can you give me something funny? Hey, okay. Okay, kids. All you senior kids. You know, old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave home. He tried everything he knew to get that cat to stay away. He took him up to Laytonville. He told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back.
Thought he was a goner.
But the cat came back. He just could not stay away. Away. The farmer on the corner said he'd shoot that cut on sight. So he loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. The gun went off, was heard all over town. Little pieces of the man was all they ever found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. Came back, he got him.
Hey, wee, wow, yeah.
They gave him to a man going up in a balloon. And they told him for to leave him with the man in the moon. Oh, but that balloon got busted and back to Earth it hit. 7 miles away, they picked that man up dead.
Oh, but he can't
came back the very next day. Ooh, cat came back, he thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. Whoa, he just could not stay away. Ah, wah, wah. Well, they took that yellow cat, you know, they thought it would be best. put him on that old skunk
train, heading way out west. Well, the train was racing down the track when it struck a rock,
and all the people on the train suffered greatly from the shock.
The booty cat
came back the very next day.
The cat came back. He thought he was a goner, but look out, look out.
Couldn't stay away, 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 away. So give him that little boy with a dollar and a note. You take him out in the river in that leaky old boat. A boy wrapped that cat in his jacket round and round, no! They're dragging up the river for that little boy who drowned.
But the cat came back.
The very next day, but the cat came back. Well, look out. He thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He got good thought they way. Well, they took him to that place where all the meat is ground, and they dropped him in the hopper. The butcher not around.
That cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek, and the town's meat tasted furry. Ugh.
For the rest of the week, well, you got to give up the very next day.
Cat came back and thought he was a goner, 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 but the cat came back.
Wow, 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 he just could not. Away, away, away. So they took him to Cape Canaveral, you know. So they put him in a place. Hey, they loaded it on a shuttlecraft, you know, that sent him into space. And when they thought that cat was out of human reach,
the next day got a phone call from down in Miami Beach.
Hello, I'm back. That's right, the cat
came back the very next day. Cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but well, you know, the cat came back, whoa. He just couldn't stay away, away, away.
Okay. Well, they took that yellow cat, you know, they pressed him to the max. They put him in a bag full of that old anthrax and some Corona, too. And they put him in a box and they shipped him the world around. Now everybody's dead, lying all around. Cat came back the very next time.
Cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but you know the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away, 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 away. You know it was the cat.
I knew it, I knew it. So that's it, the virus, the COVID, it's all the cat's fault. Get a dog and have a friend.
All right. Hey, thanks for riding on the BPE. Don't forget to tune in. KLLG, fundraising special. Live broadcast on Saturday, 4 to 10. Hey, help keep your hometown radio from oblivion!